those soul aspects that were in my field merged into the physical body. My soul, Ken, is infused with a collective, an embodied collective of divine entities. This allows me to see energy, allows me to communicate with the consciousness of that energy and instantly remove it from your field, which allows your body to also respond.
Welcome back to New Realities. I am here with my lovely co-host, Suzanne Ross, who is producing the beautiful upcoming San Diego Transcendence Retreat this coming September. Do you have something you just want to say about the retreat a little bit there?
As you know, I've been doing retreats in Sedona for the last 10 years, which is magnificent Red Rock paradise. But I'm so happy to now be able to offer this new location on the water, on the San Diego Bay. The retreat is called Bliss on the Bay.
You're invited to join us for our San Diego Transcendence Retreat, taking place September 27th through 28th at the gorgeous Bahia Resort on Mission Bay. Our event includes presentations, workshops, meditations, and sound baths by some of the world's leading luminaries.
So when you go deep within anyone, you reach the same place. You reach universal consciousness.
When the flash of light comes, there will be a moment when the body starts to feel extremely heavy. Like it just will feel like your body weighs a billion pounds. As we're moving into this higher frequency, the weight of the karma cannot come with us.
Our event also includes a special mind sight and telepathy demonstration.
Now I have the three layers. I'm going to walk down with him again. And someone could just open up any page in their pamphlet and I will read whatever you point to.
With Dahlia and Lidu Burgoyne, and we've just added a metaphysical workshop with Daryl Anka.
The reason that I am creating the class by myself, as myself, teaching it as myself, is to spend more time to delve more deeply into a lot of his principles, to provide illustrations, to provide examples, to really help people understand his concepts much more deeply, to make them their own.
You'll want to sign up for our sunset dinner cruise on the bay. Just visit SanDiegoTranscendenceRetreat.com.
Including today's very special guest, Ken Lloyd, who I didn't say I discovered him, but I had no idea who he was. And then he did this session that just cleared so much stuff that was in my field. Suzanne, he's just a miracle worker in a way.
I can't wait. I can't wait to do it. Yes, I need my field cleared, Alan.
All right. Well, Ken, tell us a little bit about you, how you work, and maybe you'll even do a little something on the audience and Suzanne there. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we have to. We have to give away something, don't we?
Yes, we do.
That's how that works.
Don't give away the store, but we'll give it away. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm what is called a soul infusion walk-in. Let me kind of explain a little bit. So about 7 years ago, I had my, what do they call this? The transformational spiritual experience, right? No near death, but pretty darn close. And that kind of woke me up to what I am or who I am over a very, very slow period of time. It's been 7 years now. So when I had my experience, you know, people talk about having a near death where the tunnel opens, you go to the other side, you have an epiphany, you have a major healing. None of that happened, except for the idea of the tunnel opening. And I had a soul aspect come through into my field. So at that time, I was what was called a soul braid walk-in. Now, I never left, but I had the walk-in come over. And I didn't know it took place for almost a year and a half. But what happened is this energy that came into my field began shifting my life. So I had no spirituality. I've got no religious background. Lots of trauma like the rest of us, right? Which kind of brought me to my moment. I had a pituitary tumor under a lot of stress selling my third company. And when this soul aspect came into my field, while I didn't have all of those wonderful things, the epiphany or the healing. But what I got was peace. So I went from anger to peace literally the next day. And what had happened during my experience is I had this strange warm feeling in my abdomen as my stomach was arched into the air, like I was electrified. And what was happening here is spirit was pulling all the trauma out of my body. It was a massive trauma release. And this is what allowed me to show up the next day peaceful. And not only that, but the soul aspect in my field, in some weird way, I say weird way because I can't explain it, but I began Googling and learning about spirituality. You know, what is energy? What is aura? You know, what is a psychic? Never been to a psychic. And what had happened is over the next year and a half, I detoxed my body, right? I ended up learning how to be multidimensional, you know, learning how to meditate, but not to quiet meditate, to drop in and ask a bunch of questions, meditate. And about a year and a half into it, I was told by somebody that I was a walk-in. And that kind of raised my eyebrows. I'm like, well, what the heck is this? And I shortly after that, I caught an interview by Miss Sheila Seppi, who was talking about walk-ins and soul braids. So I got a session, and sure enough, I'm a soul braid walk-in. But now, when the event happened, I had one come into my field. But over the past 5 years or so, I had 12 more come in, I had 9 more come in, and then I had the higher self step into my physical body. And then exactly 1 year, literally exactly 1 year ago today, in Mexico, in Tulum, I ended up doing Cambo and Bufo from my team. They said, go do these things. And what had happened is those soul aspects that were in my field merged into the physical body. So I'm what is now called a soul infusion. My soul, Ken, is infused with a collective, an embodied collective of divine entities. We say entities in a positive way here. But anyways, this allows me to see energy, allows me to communicate with the consciousness of that energy and instantly remove it from your field, which allows your body to also respond the same.
Wow.
So yeah.
Isn't that amazing, Suzanne? So he'll do a demonstration. Maybe you do his demonstration on Suzanne, but just tell us in general, if you want, Suzanne, how do you work? Like, you're coming to this amazing event, the Sedona San Diego Transcendence Retreat. How are you going to work in with that audience there?
I'm going to work with everyone. So I'm here for the masses, for millions and millions of people, right? And while I can work on individuals, I prefer to work in groups. So you'll notice that when I do my events as a speaker, I don't actually talk a lot. Like, I'm not here to necessarily show you this particular method or that particular method or how to drop it and do this. I'm like the heavy construction equipment. I come in and I clear your field. I remove the ancestors in the past lives, the childhood trauma. I remove all these things that are preventing you from raising your frequency, the ascension, if you will. So the way I work is I use light language. I have thousands and thousands of different light languages that flow through me. I'm what's called a hollow bone. So this allows these light languages, these light codes to flow through me without me intercepting them or interfering with them. And they're actually coming directly from your team. Wow. So as you're in front of me, your team is telling me, hey, we need to give them this, that, or the other. So yeah.
So Suzanne, what do you think?
Yes, I will take an energy clearing, please.
Oh, sure. So let me ask you this. One of the things I like to do is, do you have any pain or discomfort in the body?
Not really.
Okay. So let's just get your field cleared then, because I love the before and after. Well, right?
Okay.
So when you're sitting there and you can't move your shoulder, you can't move your back, right? And for me to come in and spend 30 seconds with light language and then it's gone, it kind of it shifts the way you're able to think about energy and how fast the healing can happen.
Well, let me ask you, Suzanne, do you have anything, any issues you want to, do you have anything you want to work on? Because he can do it all. He's a one-shot.
Yeah.
Okay. So due to surgeries, mm-hmm. I have scar tissue that tends to pull on my muscles, right? And it's mostly in the pelvic area. And so that does tend to cause, tightness in my muscles, in my legs, and
Can you feel it now? Are you able to feel it now?
I can feel it
Okay.
in my right leg, my right thigh.
It's in your right thigh. Shikaliaro toriara ti shiro kerino kaleri ara tariore aurieri shiro brecorino brigaria ti akiro retroshoto con noi on kaya chigo shikoliare talieri ara kaleri loro coleri ni ari aro kabri kori aro tari aro tortori ki brien shin kori shikori ni brigani ari gari gormi brigani ki shoto kun don kadia brigani ata a shioto shikoliare ari ara torre che sono kori no kapap kinia chikoria shikoliare ara ta kaleri ara tare ne kaleri ni shini di gunir brore ari shikori brigani ti kari aro kabri kori aro di ro ki di bari aro ti ari aro Tari aro tari aro ti shikaro loro kore na shine ro kada shikore na amoria kore distortions kore na oriato shiro toro tori ra ali aro ro tari shikore pull some stuff out of the heart shikaro le aro tari aro shine ro kabi aro to kadi dissolve kore ma pari rebuild kore aro kore aro shikia So if you feel your leg now, did it shift?
Yeah, it's much more relaxed for one. The tension, the pulling, it feels dissipated. I feel more relaxed in general and also joyful, sort of uplifted.
Yeah, they pulled some trauma out of your heart that was holding you down as well.
Oh,
So
okay.
everything happens instantly. So we call this a miracle, right? So it's something positive happening without a logical explanation. And this is what happens to everybody when they show up. Whether they can feel it or not, their lives begin shifting and changing. So yeah, this is what I do. I mean, I just have fun with it, and it's amazing to see how lives are transformed, how people can shift their posture, how other life resources come in, whether it be relationship or abundance or all these things, because I have access to all energy. So I'm able to shift and move it as needed.
Well, what could we give to the audience watching today so they'll want to see you in person in San Diego and be really excited about everything that you might be doing there? Yeah, what can you do for us?
So typically what I'll do is I love to give people the experience of feeling lighter. Now, I never put those words in someone's mouth. I always want to hear, hey, how do you feel? And they're always lighter. So we're going to clear their fields. We're just going to get rid of what we call distortions, things that are keeping them from, operating optimally, if you will. And then I'll probably work, they're telling me to work on the cellular structure. So yeah, if you guys want me to hop on in, I'll do it right now.
Okay, Suzanne, yes.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure, absolutely. Off to the right. So the energies will just show up in front of me. Different consciousnesses, different entities, different ETs, and I'll use the light language to remove them. If they're showing up, they don't need to be there. So, we're almost done. Now we're going to go into the cellular structure. So we're done. I mean, it's literally that fast. So this is clearing the energy field, clearing the energy, the blockages, the distortions out of the cellular field as well, and then bringing in some of that Christ consciousness to begin amplifying what happens to you.
That's for everyone who was just watching. That's what you're
And
saying.
all and all replays forever and ever and ever. Yes.
And what should they do, the people watching, with, I mean, is there anything for them to do now that, I mean, no, nothing?
No, and that's the beauty of this, right? There's no necessary aftercare instructions. Now, when I pull trauma out of someone, then I'm going to tell them, you're going to feel like you're going to cry, and you need to go cry. You need to go ground. You need to go do something to allow that energy to flow out of you, because there's so much radical shifts in the energy field that these purges happening. So that's really the only aftercare. But beyond that, you know, when you listen to these things, it'll continue to unfold. So, you know, I've got a catalog on the website. There's 70 or 80 things in there. You can go in there and choose what you want the team to work on. And every time you listen to it, there's more light codes that are unraveling, installing, if you will, integrated in you. So the more you listen, the more you're getting activated, cleared up, amplified, if you will. The whole idea of my mission is to bring in the crystalline structure of the new human. To do that, we have to remove all those things, I call them sandbags, on the hot air balloon that are weighing us down, and that's trauma.
Right.
But that's the good energy.
But coming to, is there any difference between doing this live, because Susanna set you up for two different sessions in San Diego. What happens live that may not happen watching?
And so we're going to go into a lot more depth. Right. I actually have an outline in the syllabus versus just doing this. So we'll go in there. The first session is going to be the physical healing, physical, emotional, etherical healing, if you will. And we all know I don't heal. I'm not a doctor. The team just moves the energy in such a way that the body shows up naturally healed when we remove those other distortions. Our body wants to vibrate in that normally healed state. So that's the first group, right, that we're doing is the healing. The second one is going to be the activations. These are the chromosome activations, the telomeres, the DNA activations, the ET integrations if needed, the soul expansion, the clairs. We'll get all those amplified and turned up for everyone. So, yeah, that's the game plan right now. We're just going to have fun because I live for it.
What do you think, Suzanne?
I am just blown away. I really, myself, feel supercharged.
Yeah.
And the feeling of lightness, it's like you're saying the clearing, because things can weigh you down and it makes you feel heavier. And when they're cleared, you feel lighter and more uplifted. And I can feel that. But I also have a sense that it's going to continue.
It'll continue on for about 3 days.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you'll have about 3 days of residual more integration that takes place and more clearings. Yeah, so it continues. It's a gift that keeps giving.
I love that, and I can't wait for San Diego when it's even more deeper and intense.
Yeah, it'll be intense. It'll be happening. A lot of folks are telling me they're getting dizzy now because the energy that shifted in the body is so intense, they're actually struggling a little bit during the process. So my team has come down to kind of titrate the energies out so no one gets, you know, all weirded out. I don't know why I'm dizzy. And it seems to be happening a lot lately.
Well, are you reading the energy of the planet too? Like, are things evolving as, I mean, they always are, but are you sensing something big? That's why you're here?
Yes. I mean, it was kind of a two-part answer. So this is my job. I woke up to my job, right, in my late, early 50s. And I've done this billions of times. I always show up at times of ascension for different species. And I come in, I remove the distortions, and I handle all the fields that are holding the collective down, right? So while I'm working on an individual, I'm working on the collective at the same time through what they call the ripple effect. So, Suzanne, as you're starting to feel better and starting to feel lighter, you know, removing those sandbags, your energy will also work on those around you to help them. So am I sensing something big in the collective? Yeah. We are literally going through an evolutionary human phase, you know, moving into the crystalline body. It's been a lot of talk, but this is happening. My body represents the idea of the crystalline body. The high intensity frequencies that I hold, and they've been augmenting me for 5 years now, I feel like I'm plugged into an electrical outlet all the time. But this is so I can transmit those frequencies to also turn on the human moving into their thing. But the other aspect of that, Al, is I'm not tuned into what's going on in the collective. I couldn't tell you a single thing happening in the world. Not a single thing, right? Nothing on TV, none of these things. And this allows me to show up in a non-polarized way, non-opinionated. Like, I don't care what's happening in the world. I'm here to do my job. And I don't care how ugly you may have been in life, so to speak, right? Or how beautiful you are. I'm here to raise everybody up. And the best way to do it is to stay out of everyone's business, right? So I don't. I just show up and do the thing.
I love that. Yeah, I'm pretty tuned out of the news myself. If there's something drastic that's going to happen, someone's going to have to come and tell me about it. Because
that's how that works. I'll wait for the phone call.
Bubble of bliss here and spreading the love and light. But certainly coming to these events and all of us gathering together. I always feel, Alan and Ken, like together our energy exponentially gets more powerful. We activate one another, and together we can activate the matrix for global ascension. Mm-hmm. You know, together we supercharge one another, and someone like yourself who can really raise that vibrational frequency, right? Clearing the field, transforming us into our crystalline light bodies, like it spreads. And that's how we have, that's how the ascension, right, unfolds.
Right. So there's many people going to be in San Diego, similar to the speakers, similar to the work you're doing, not exactly like with the light language, you know, hyper speed, but clearing too. All these people are coming together, like Ann Tucker, Daryl Ank is going to be there. Who else is going to be there, Suzanne, that is like, oh, Pamela.
Aaron Abkey.
Right?
I love Aaron Abkey. He talks about the law of one, and his podcast is The Jesus Way. He's really tuned into the original teachings of Jesus as a Nazarene, an Essene from Nazareth. And the teachings are just extraordinarily beautiful. And then Mark Anthony, of course, he talks about eternity and reincarnation. Pamela Downs, she's just phenomenal. It's one of the, you know, these people who were newer on the scene, but really exploding onto the scene with a tremendous channeling that she's doing with this Galactic Light Council. And what they're bringing through is just so inspiring and empowering. So just an incredible cast of character. Daryl Anka, he's teaching how the soul creates the physical reality experience. So I love that workshop. And Sarah Bressman Cosmi is going to speak about the return of Thoth and the ancient prophecies of the new golden age. But also, she's leading a workshop on how to do past life regressions. So I'm sure everyone will want to sign up for that. We have a couple of outdoor workshops on the bay, on the beach of the bay, Alan. Oh, and that's going to be Marnie Friedman. She's going to be doing automatic soul writing on the beach. And then Hakeem Isler is going to be doing psychic play on the bay. Indoor and outdoor workshops too.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got Marnie. She runs the San Diego Writers Festival, which I think I'll be at. And great. So Ken, maybe it doesn't concern you, these other people, but maybe it does. You're just doing your own thing, but is there a way where the energies can even be more amplified with all the people coming?
When it's in the presence of the others, if you will, there's carrier signals or carrier frequencies that are also transmitted from him to the others. So yes, to answer your question, there is an amplification of the carrier waves from him to the others when he's in proximity. So yeah, so there is a field around me. I don't really talk about it much, but it's like 580 feet, what the team tells me. So as you move through the field, all those healing codes are in my field. So you begin your process of whatever it is your team wants you to have, without even interacting with me.
Wow.
So the same thing with the other folks. As they start transmitting, there's an amplification process that happens too.
Well, one other question I have for you, because you seem to keep evolving all the time.
Yeah, I do.
To the next level. So where are you going? Where's this all going, leading to? Like, what do you
think? I don't know. So it's really interesting. So even though, like right now, Ken, I'm talking to you, Ken's talking to you, but the moment the light language starts, I move to the back, and one of the team members will move to the front and do the light language, right? So I'm in the back checking my laundry, whatever I'm doing. But the thing is that while I keep evolving every 3 or 4 weeks, more and more things happen to me. They don't give me play-by-play up front, right? So I can channel my team, which is what happened a few moments ago, right? But I don't channel other entities outside of the collective, the divine collective that runs through my system. I don't know what's going to happen to me in terms of new things that are coming online, and they don't tell me. And it's really, really interesting. I don't get to know. But there are others out there that can tell me, which is really weird. Tell me what I'm going to be doing next. Welcome to the industry, right?
Pen, do you feel like these light codes are activating dormant DNA?
They are. Absolutely. The human, the dormant human divinity codes, right? So not only that, but part of my collective, there are 10 what I call Christed ETs there as well, right? So the, you know, one for each of the 10 major players that are you know, playing around now in Galactic Federation. They are of the original DNA lineage of their species. So they are their version of an ascended master. And what happens is that when I show up in front of you, and let's say you've got, you know, a Pleiadian in you or Andromeda or whatever the case is, the team will come in and ensure that all those codes that you've received from all these other amazing individuals, they don't have any backdoors or contracts in them. There's no loopholes or distortions in the codes. So each one of those Christ ETs will come in and ensure that you have that divine lineage of your originating species. So they come in and they clean it all up. They want the human to be human, with all of our other characteristics, of course.
Isn't he amazing, Suzanne? I mean, this is...
That is, and I 100% believe in graftment or installation of codes to activate the dormant DNA to advance and evolve us to the next higher level of consciousness. And, you know, we've heard it from many different channeled sources that are truly authentic. And I, you know, totally believe that there are certain individuals who have been sent to this planet to do that engraftment for humans to ascend and evolve.
Well, we're talking to one of them.
Absolutely. We're talking to a
Right. Yeah, so I do DNA activations all the time, and everyone gets exactly what they need. So what's interesting about my team is they don't show up to give you a particular activation of X day, you know, maybe it's 8-8 or something like that, right? They don't necessarily show up to do that. But what happens here is your team, your spirit team, right, contracts through my divine team, and those codes will come down. Because it takes a human to activate a human. But because they're coming down through the team, they make sure that those codes are sanitized, and then they amplify them with the Christ consciousness. So you're getting a double impact, right? So, and when I'm in a crowd of 1,000 people, every single person gets their codes, not just whatever I'm dishing out for the day. Mm. Everything's unique.
Because it's filtered through their own guides as to exactly what each individual needs.
Correct. Your team knows what's best for you. Mm. But they've got to put someone in front of you who's able to deliver that frequency, those codes. And that's what this body was built for. Well, shifted, changed, transformed for. So, yeah.
And the return of Christ consciousness, I just... That resonates so powerfully with me that that's really what the return of Christ is. It's
I don't see it as a return at all. I see it as already here and always has been here, but kind of suppressed. And the idea of, what do they call it? I think, so I'm not religious, right? But I think they call it the second coming.
The second coming, yes.
Right? Every single one of us is the second coming. We all have it inside of us. So it's a very different way to view things. And all the team's doing is saying, hey, let's get you activated, let's get you turned on, let's get rid of those sandbags, let's get you elevated so you can start enjoying that 5D reality.
Right. So what do we need to do? Yes, we can listen to the codes. That's great. Thank you very much. But there must be something we can do because you know, you might not always be around, available, or whatever.
You know, I find that when you tackle those hard decisions in life, you know, the ones that are really going to shift you, and they're very difficult, you know, whether it be the poor relationship or the poor environment or whatever those sorts, when you finally do it and you start shifting into who you know you are, everything begins changing. I see it over and over and over again. Everyone's afraid of what's directly in front of them, but it's one of the other, what's on the other side of these big changes in life are huge. Huge, you know, from health to vitality to relationships to abundance, it's all there, but you gotta get rid of those things holding you back, and they're tough. They're really tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, don't you think he's the perfect person for a transcendence retreat?
Absolutely. And what was occurring to me to your answer too, Alan, is to be Christ-like. Mm-hmm. Be you perfect as I am perfect, right? So, you know, being the highest version of your best self each and every day, right? Making that sincere effort to be as kind, compassionate, caring, authentic, and sincere, right? Sharing your love and light with the world around you, you know, self-love, loving yourself and others. It seems to me like the instruction manual for
But it gets so much easier when you've got someone like myself or my team and others, don't get me wrong, to come in and to do that heavy lifting, right? So, you know, the idea of you having a physical condition where you've got a past life, you've got an ancestor, you've got childhood trauma, you have it all packed up in there. Well, you could go to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sessions with an amazing practitioner to start pulling off layer by layer. Or you can do it at once, which is what my team does. And this allows you to step into your authentic self with grace and ease and quickness.
I like that. Stepping into your authentic self with grace and ease. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Well, bless you. And thank you for what you've come to this earth to do for humanity, Ken.
Yeah, I don't remember signing on the dotted line, but I know it happened somewhere.
We all have a contract, right?
We all have a contract, right?
We all have a contract.
But Ken, so you're going to be there in San Diego with us. What will people come away with? Will they be viscerally changed? Will it be like a palpable? Yeah. There will be.
For most people, yes. Now, not everyone will feel shifts. You know, just like you, Suzanne, you felt some shifts in the leg and such, right? And that's desirable because that allows you to realize, whoa, wait a minute, something just happened, and you begin accepting the idea that things can change that fast. But it doesn't always have to be like that. It could be the emotional release, right? It could be the other contracts, entity releases, all these things where you may not have that visceral response sitting there in the audience. But that's kind of rare. Most people will feel something. They'll feel a shift. They'll feel light. They'll absolutely have an experience.
Right. Well,
I'm floating on cloud nine.
You feel it still, Suzanne?
I do.
Wow. I was kind of busy. Can you give us one little blast there that will just...
You want me to work on you, Alan?
Yeah. Yeah, work, right. Yeah.
Pay attention, Alan. Get into
I'm paying attention. Well, yeah, work on me. Let's see. Clear.
Yes. I got you covered. Yeah, hold on a second. Almost done. You should feel better any moment.
I do. I felt a kind of dropping, a dropping in. It was like,
yeah, that was me dropping all the energy out of you. And then they brought the energy into the crown to begin elevating you.
I do feel a little spaced out, I have to say. I
mean, yeah, like, people, I'm telling you, people have been like, I'm getting a little dizzy. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I think like next level here, Suzanne. This is like, you know, people have been doing light language and activation, but this is a package deal right here. This is,
yeah, this is different. Definitely different stuff, right? And like I said, it keeps unpacking. All the energies in me, which, you know, they don't show themselves individually, right? Mm-hmm. Last time I had myself looked at, because that's how it works, right? Every psychic needs a psychic, mm-hmm. right? Every healer needs a healer, because I'm wearing glasses. I can't heal myself, mm-hmm. but I can fix the vision in other people. So, you know, I'm like, listen, I've got a couple of people out there. I'm like, you know, what's going on? You know, what's happening here? They're like, well, you're a soul infusion now, and this was back in February. There were 16 soul aspects of the Ascended Master, four oversouls, 10 Christed ETs, and 15 archangels in the stream, right? And that was back in February, and the last I heard it was over 100 now, right? So as I step into the role I'm doing, more and more people, my team of that divinity realm continues to expand, and each one of them will show up as needed to deliver what needs to happen. And this is why you'll notice my voice change. The speed will change. The tone will change. It's a different one of my collective coming through to deliver.
Isn't that amazing? I think Ken is breaking new ground in the kind of healing metaphysics world. Like you're,
yeah.
I mean, it's very interesting to listen to him talk kind of a new languaging of the kind of healing essence modalities that people have been using for a long. And so how do you integrate ET realities into your thing, or what's happening with our ET connection as a planetary evolution? You know, how are they?
Some of the old players, this is what they're telling me now. Some of the old players are stepping aside as we move through the ascension. They've collected the energy that they've needed. They use a different word. They've collected the energy that they need, and they're now stepping aside to allow the ascension to take place. So my understanding is the ascension process itself was kind of slow rolled, you know, for the past, I don't know how many years it's been, you know, since we began, the 10 years, whatever it's been. It's been slow rolled. There's been a lot of positioning from the galactic realms of who's going to be in the right place to say hello to the humans, right? In very different contexts, of course. So that's all being cleaned up right now and cleared out to allow these higher frequencies to finally come in and begin this. I see it as a massive push through the ascension now versus the slow roll that was happening before. And I'm not sure if that answered your question, Alan.
Well, it does. So you're saying there were ETs just in the way of the ascension because they were, I guess, moderating it or holding it back?
I would say that there's still a land grab for the human, right? And this is why when we as an individual go out and receive codes and downloads and activations, right? You never know what the fine print is. So this is why my team's coming in and says, you know, hey, listen, you chose, as the human, you said you wanted the, you know, activations from that ET realm. Perfect, beautiful. But we're going to get rid of those hooks and back doors that you didn't ask for. And so they leave you with those codes, your activations, but they get rid of those things that can hold you back or interfere with your own ascension process.
What do you think about that, Suzanne? It's interesting analysis.
Yeah, I mean, people have spoken about different intentions that certain alien races may have for humanity. I've always had a really benevolent experience with the extraterrestrial, my galactic family. So just thank you, you know, for bringing in that which is most beneficial for us from those alien races who have the best intentions. for up-leveling humanity.
And I think they all have great intentions for us. So my team is you know, beautiful in the idea that they also don't segregate or polarize any species, any race, any collective, right? They're simply saying that, you know, as a human, we can't judge anyone of our nationality, you know, as, you know, this particular nationality, they're dirty people. Like, we can't do that because it really is an individual. So the same thing with ET species. A particular species or race isn't bad, but a particular collective or council might have other intentions. And this is what they're saying. There's just, it's a wild, wild west up there. And, you know, the divinity realm is saying, hey, we're going to give you what you want, but you're going to do it without extra baggage.
As above, so below, right, Alan? It's the Wild West up there. It's the Wild West down here.
Right. So, are you saying it's an acceleration now that the new team is in?
Yeah, well, don't look at it as the new team in. Don't look at it as Ken's team in. Well, I'm not responsible.
Planetary
right.
team, yeah.
Planetary, that's correct. So there's a timing that's taking place with the ascension process, and we're about to get a big boom, and I mean that in a very positive way, in terms of our ascension process, right? So all the players are lining up, people like me, and there's who knows how many more, right, that are able to come in and do this massive lifting and massive trauma clearing now so that we can all elevate and raise. So, yeah, I mean, I see this happening within the next year. And I don't do predictions. Like, I'm just not that guy. In fact, I don't even do panels. I'm like, everyone's got a download of their collective. I'm just going to sit here and do my light language. But within the next year, there's a massive acceleration of the ascension process. Massive.
Great. And is there anything we should do? I mean, not should, but do you suggest any way to become more available to that process?
It's going to happen regardless. I mean, this isn't, I don't, yes, 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 right now, whether or not you accept that is an individual choice. You can, you know, start healing, whether it be the physical healing, right, or the emotional, or the past, you know, I'll start that healing process to get rid of the sandbags, or you can continue to collect it and hold on to it, and it's going to be even bumpier and uglier ride. It's going to be miserable, to be honest with you. So, yeah, it's time for us to be the best version of ourselves.
Well, that's good news. It always is the best time to be the best version of ourselves, but
right.
We're really paying. So anything you want to leave us with, Ken, anything like a little zapping to the people watching or any cues or also what's coming up?
I can do, I mean, what do you want me to do? I mean, I can do some more.
Just do a little more, but also tell us what is also coming up for you online, your online courses a little bit. You want to start?
So I'll do a third eye activation for everyone because everyone loves that stuff. They love to feel their forehead do that little, you know, heartbeat thing. So I'll do that for your crowd. But for me, you know, I do events every Wednesday virtual. I've got a catalog, 70 or 80 things in there now, you know, different physical healing and activations and DNA and all sorts of stuff, right? So kind of like an a la carte. You can go in there and grab what you want when you need it. But I'm always busy. I'm always doing events. That being said, let me do what I do best.
All right, go ahead. Go for it. Third eye activation. Okay, everybody, yeah. Ready? Take off your third eye sunglasses, and here we go. Sigadita karina kale bari hatte shakuri ro kore mar kore na kare ara kare ore bari bari amari gani shlo ro yato to kut kut tik tap kat kare kit chuk kut kat kat kit kit chuk kut 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 Chikarle re oro ro 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 kare shin re kene tika ma yana ni ande re kale ne kane ya tika ni ne kane ya to kore yana ale aro to sha ale aro ro shu gori ara bari shu kolo ri yana bari yana kale ara aro to ro ya to ri ari apa bari ada kene tika ni ti sha kira chikarre aro to ri ma bari yana kane ya shu gori ne kane ya tika ni ari kare go bari shu ri na bari yana kale yana kane ya tika ni ari kane ya di chikalo ri ore ale ma bari yana kane ya tika ni ari galo ri bari aro chikarre aro shu kore ya taka. Things just happen that fast. I am a little dizzy there, a little space.
My psychic awareness is going to expand, I can tell.
Well, Don't you feel stuff happening in your body, Suzanne? I mean,
oh, yes, definitely. In fact, you know, I was all laser focused on the point between my brows. And when he ended, I just, this flash of white light just like exploded.
Wow.
So, yes, every time he does something, I feel some other improvement, up leveling, enhancement of my being.
It blows your mind. I mean, honest with you, it really does.
Wow. Ken, thank you for your work. Thanks for coming to San Diego, everyone. If you really want a real live activation, come to San Diego September
27th and 28th. Yes.
The Bahia Hotel and San Diego Transcendence.
You're invited to join us for our San Diego Transcendence Retreat at the gorgeous Bahia Resort on Mission Bay. Our event includes presentations, workshops, meditations, and sound baths by some of the world's leading luminaries. Our event also includes a special mind sight and telepathy demonstration.
Now I have the three layers. I'm going to walk down with him again, and someone could just open up any page in their pamphlet, and I will read whatever you point to.
And we've just added a metaphysical workshop with Daryl Anka.
The reason that I am creating the class by myself, as myself, teaching it as myself, is to spend more time to delve more deeply into a lot of his principles, to provide illustrations, to provide examples, to really help people understand his concepts much more deeply, to make them their own.
You'll want to sign up for our Sunset Dinner Cruise on the Bay. Just visit SanDiegoTranscendenceRetreat.com.
So get on and reserve your seats today.
Great, great. Well, maybe we'll have you back before the event begins or something, okay?
We'll warm them up some more. Absolutely.
I'm more than warmed up. I'm cooked there.
Thanks, thank you, Ken.
All right, thank you.
And thank you, Alan.